Moncrief on News Talk.
With the kids at home now, would it be an idea to start to teach them how to cook? After all, if you do, you're equipping them with a life skill. Lily Mae Cox and her mammy Jolene Cox are the authors of Now You're Cooking, 70 Recipes That Kids Can Make. Good afternoon to you both.
Oh, hi, Sean.
Yeah, thanks for coming in to us.
Thanks,
Lily Mae, thanks for coming in. We really only brought Jolene because, you know, she would have been in a huff, you know, if you weren't there.
We know who, she would have gotten the FOMO.
Yeah, absolutely. What age were you when you started cooking?
So when I started cooking, I started cooking ever since I could sit up in a feeding chair, but I can remember since I think I was around like 5 years old, and I do small little jobs in the kitchen, like helping my mama come into her to help her. And then ever since then, I like learned how to cook completely on my own then with my mom's help.
Okay. And so at the start, when you were five, what kind of little jobs were you doing?
Like I'd peel garlic, I'd like grate things, I'd add seasoning to different things, like little jobs like that.
Right, so you were cutting things then when you were five, weren't you?
Yeah, I'd like peel things because we have little methods and different things to like keep your fingers away so you don't cut yourself or anything.
Okay, so that because parents listening would be go, there'd be a finger in the dinner. That's
the
one thing they'd be worried about. And so what age were you when you kind of started making things by yourself?
So when I kind of started making things by myself, it was about... I think when I would have been like 9 or 10, like making recipes like completely on my own.
Yeah.
Just like by myself, like making different things like pasta dishes and curries and different things like that.
Yeah. And would mom be in the room with you, or would she be sticking the head in and you'd be slamming the door in her face? I'm well able to do this.
Well, sometimes she would be in and I'd have the chats with her if I needed like her to do something with if I was like, oh, can you help me with this or different things? Or then sometimes I would just say, oh, I'm going to make this. And then she'd be like, all right. And I'd go and make it.
Yeah. So would you have recipes in your head now? Would you just be able to go in and
make something? Yeah, I have one recipe in my head that I know like completely off, pasta alio olio.
Yeah.
It's like a bit of tongue twister, but it's a really simple recipe because all the ingredients, like I bet you already have them at home because it's only oil, garlic, chili flakes, parmesan and spaghetti.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's really simple.
Yeah. And actually it's often those simple ones that are... the tastiest.
Yeah.
Really, if you don't overcomplicate
them. Yeah, it's so nice, yeah.
Yeah. Was this accidental, Jolene, or did you think, you know, were you hothousing your child here?
Do you know what? Like when I was, when she was small, she was always in with me going, can I help? Can I, you know, give me something to do? And I loved having her with me. I have a Montessori background as well. So I could see at a young age, if you give kids the right tools, exactly what they can do. And like every recipe in the book, like you start at the basics, but you can level up. So it's age appropriate for each child and age appropriate for whatever level your own child is at, you know. But the big thing is letting the kids decide on what they want to cook. Like, trying not to take over, because that is the confidence killer. Once the mom is like, oh, here, give me that knife or I'll do it. They're like, oh, I'm over it. You know, I don't want to do it anymore. You know, there's no crack in this at all. They need to feel that sense of accomplishment. And when they feel the sense of accomplishment, they'll want to do it again and again. And that's completing a recipe from start to finish themselves. And they're holding their plate and they're going, look it, I did that.
Yeah. And as Lily Mae alluded to, there is the first thing to teach them safety, really. Yes. How to cut things properly.
Exactly, yeah. So we run cooking classes as well, like online cooking classes. And the first, like for the younger kids, we'd have like the basis of most recipes is garlic and onion, okay? So we put on our onion goggles, a bit of crack for the younger kids, and they have like a fork and a peeler, and they peel they prep the onion that way.
Yeah.
And then as they get older, Lil's now does the knife skills with them, teaches them that. So with a chopping board, we have a damp cloth in under it so it doesn't slip. And then we have different methods like a bridge method, the claw method. Your fingers are behind the knife. A sharp knife is actually more safer than a blunt knife because it's not going to slip anywhere.
Yeah, and if a blunt knife, you're leaning on it.
That's it.
Yeah. And you're bound to have an accident with it. And the 70 recipes that are in this book, was there a degree of trial and error there in figuring out what to include in it?
So how we decided all the recipes for this book is with the cooking classes. They're all tried and tested by our kids in the cooking classes for like what they like, for what they actually like really enjoy making, for what they're proud of making. And that's how we got all the recipes for our book.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So it's not because you, it would be unfair to say 70 recipes you could cook. Yeah. You're like super cook at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But these are like ordinary mortals can cook that.
No, well, it's in her perspective. The book is written from the perspective of a child. So it's from kids for a kid. I didn't want to put out a cookbook that was like an adult telling these kids what to do. They wanted to be able to, I wanted them to walk in and walk into a bookshop and go, yeah, I can relate to that. I see another kid. She can do it. I can do it as well.
Yeah. To a degree as well, is it? Did you have to choose recipes of things kids would be inclined to eat?
That's it. Well, as well as that, an awful lot of kids' cookbooks are recipes that us parents want them to eat.
Yes.
You know, we have a spice bag tray bake in there that the kids just absolutely love. And, you know, it's basically just flinging everything onto a tray. You know, your bread and the chicken, they're getting involved. But it's a kind of a trending recipe that they enjoy making, you know. So instead of ordering a spice bag, oh, we're going to get in on a Friday night and we're cutting the chicken with the scissors. You know, it's really hands-on. It's doable. But what the results at the end is just fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah, so would it be kind of a lot of pasta and does it maybe lean slightly Italian in terms?
Do you know what? We cover everything. Yeah. We've got breakfast, we've lunch boxes
in
there.
We have dessert at the end.
Of course.
Yeah.
We need a wee sweet treat, don't we? No, we have breakfast, we've lunch boxes, we've after school like 10, 15 minute recipes. Yeah. You know, when they're wrecked, the quick
little
chicken like ramen.
And things.
But realistic, Sean, you know, like we're saying, you know, if you want to use a cooked chicken, you know, and you're making your chicken ramen, that they can add that, you know, with a little bit of spring onion and their chicken stock. And it's a, you know, a doable recipe, something, a quick fix for them, you know, for after school that they're going to enjoy.
Yeah. Now, you did mention realistically.
Yes.
Now, I've had adults living in my house who I said, oh, I'll cook dinner tonight. You go, oh, God, I wish you didn't. The dinner is fine, but I'd spend 3 hours cleaning up afterwards.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Is that part of the training?
Well,
teaching them to clean
up
as they go.
Well, we clean up as we go.
Yeah.
Like, say with the chopping boards, also we keep the chopping boards really clean. Like if we have a green one for the vegetables, and then we have for like meat and all, we have a pink one or like a kind of red one. So then it doesn't cause cross contamination, and we wash them. We wash out our bowls after using them to reuse them. We wipe down like after a step.
Or sometimes like, when you're sweeping the floor, what?
You sweep onto the floor and let the dog in.
Okay, that's efficient.
We are realistic.
Yeah, that is a realistic. And is it frying, using the oven? Do you use air fryers?
Not in the book.
No, we mostly use the oven.
And the hob,
yeah.
We do. We talk about safety around the hob. You know, we explain to the kids that, you know, this is going to get hot. You know, if they're using it from a young age.
You can't be flinging your arms around. That's it.
And they do learn. It's amazing what our kids learn straight away, you know, at such a young age. And when they get so used to doing it, then, you know, they automatically just know, like, we're going to use the hob. We're going to be careful. There's no messing or anything like that. We're going to keep an eye on what we're doing.
How old are these kids that you're teaching?
From 5 to 12.
Yeah.
And beyond.
We have a few
that stay on with us, don't we? Yeah, it is the crack. Like.
Okay, so you're teaching them in their teenage years as well?
Well, they will stay on. Lils is going to secondary now.
Yeah,
so
first.
So a lot of kids have been with us since they were young, and they will stay on with us, which is great.
Yeah.
Is there something there, because it's a thing that's come up occasionally that, you know, the old Sunday roast isn't as traditional as it used to be anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, and that, you know, and perhaps families don't sit down and eat with each other anymore, especially when, you know, teenage years
can. It is very hard. That's the one thing as well about the book, I say, it's about getting them off the devices and in to doing
something
that will actually spark a wee bit of joy, because we've all had a bit of doom scrolling and we know what that can do. And, you know, I'm all about a bit of give and take, but I notice a difference even in yourself when we're doing something productive together, reading a recipe, you know, having a bit of crack, having the chats. And, you know, getting out of the room, you know, because sometimes it can take us just to give a little bit of encouragement there as well.
Yeah.
But sitting around the table, there's nothing like it. I'm a firm believer in sitting around the table. That's where I get the info.
What can a 5-year-old do in the kitchen? One of our listeners wants to know. I'd love to get my twins involved. They're 5 and a half.
Well, if you just want to start off, you get a tin of tomatoes, you get your grater, garlic, fresh basil, and a little bit of parmesan. All you need there is a grater, and they're going to make a gorgeous pasta sauce, like a marinara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you going into...
First year.
You're going into first year now in September.
Secondary, yeah.
Yeah. And do you have any idea what you want to do when you're finished with education?
I'm finished school. I'm going to always cook, and I'm going to use that in my life as my life skills and all. But realistically, what I want to do when I'm done with school is either, because I do acting classes, be an actress, or I also love doing fashion design and drawing different designs. Stuff like that, creative stuff.
Yeah.
But I'll always do cooking, use it in my life.
Okay. You do know, though, that when you're older and you're in your early 20s and you're maybe sharing a place with other 20-year-olds, they'll just all get you to cook.
I know. Yeah.
Well, that's very mature of you to accept that.
We're kind of
I'll take
that
the responsibility.
Anyway. Me and her dad, we're okay, little pasta, Ali.
Yeah, lucky dad. Really, yeah lucky dad.
He's very lucky.
Right, the name of that book is Now You're Cooking, 70 Recipes That Kids Can Make. The authors are Lily May Cox and Jolene Cox.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.